Good afternoon, everyone. I'll declare the meeting open and welcome everyone to our first meeting of 2026. I'm hoping you all had a good break over the Christmas period in January. We do have a slight, not an apology, but Councillor Vitale will be a few moments late, but he's on his way. Response to previous questions taken on notice is nil. Today's proceedings, there's no public questions. Petitions and approved deputations and submissions is nil. Moving on to item 6.1 is the confirmation of minutes of the previous meeting of the 16th of December, 2025. Can I ask that someone moves that as a true and correct record of the meeting?
Yeah.
Thank you. Moved, Councillor Rowles, seconded Councillor Bartle. All those in favor? That's carried. Thank you. Basically, today is our first meeting of the year, and I'm looking forward to 2026. I've got a feeling there's lots of things happening this year. Things are gonna be busy and be good. Any other announcements by members? Nil. Item 9 is disclosure of interest in today's proceedings. Do I have any disclosure of interests? No. No. Nil disclosure. 10.1 is the annual electors meeting of the 17th of December. The officer's recommendation is that Council 1 receives the unconfirmed minutes as Appendix 10.1 of the annual electors meeting held on the 16th of December and notes that no decisions were made at the electors meeting that require Council's further consideration for the purpose of Section 5.33 of the Local Government Act. Can I have someone move that recommendation? Councillor Bartle's moved. A seconder? Councillor Mason. Any questions or comments on that? No. All those in favor of that recommendation? Recommendation's carried. 10.2 is the Local Emergency Management Committee unconfirmed minutes of the meeting held on the 11th of February, 2026, and the recommendation is that Council receives and notes the unconfirmed minutes of the LEMC meeting held on the 11th of February, 2026. Someone like to move that recommendation? Councillor Mason. Seconded Councillor Rowles. Questions on those?
No.
No. All those in favor? It's carried. 10.3 is the Shire of Arena Bushfire Risk Management Plan for 2026-2028, and the recommendation is that Council endorses the committee's recommendation to endorse the draft Shire of Arena Bushfire Risk Management Plan for 2026-2028 as per Appendix 10.3, subject to the following. The following is A, request Shire staff to consult with relevant stakeholders for feedback and recommendations. B, require staff to make any necessary modifications. C, refer the plan to the Department of Fire and Emergency Services for review and final adoption. This may come back at some stage for final adoption or this does. Yep, with any changes. Hopefully councillors have had a chance to read that. The recommendation is there. Would someone like to move that recommendation? Move Councillor Scott. Thank you. Seconder? Councillor Rowles. Any questions, comments on that plan? All those in favor? Recommendation's carried. 10.4, merge into the REC Advisory Group meeting on the 11th of February, 2026. We can do these en bloc. All those recommendations, or we're gonna pull them apart?
Well,
Go through it individually if
Okay.
One of those.
Yep.
Please.
It's fine. Councillors, the first recommendation is that Council receives the unconfirmed minutes, 10.4, of the REC Advisory Group meeting held on the 11th of February, 2026. Someone like to move that we receive those minutes? Move Councillor Rizzio. Seconded. Councillor Mason. Thank you. Any questions on those minutes? No. I did have one question. Who was chairing that meeting?
Sorry, through the chair. It would have been the chair of the REC Advisory, which is
Right.
Bronwyn? Yes.
I don't think she was there.
Yeah.
Oh, she was. Okay, sorry. Yeah, didn't say that. So, Bronwyn's the chair. Yeah, it doesn't sort of say that much in the minutes.
Oh.
The chair opened the meeting.
We can adjust that.
Yeah, yep. That's all right. I just wasn't sure who was. So that's fine. Thank you. All those in favour of those minutes? I think that was carried. Thank you. The second item is that Council supports the renovation and extension of the football club change rooms to the northern east side of the clubhouse to include female ablutions. Someone like to move that recommendation? Councillor Adrizio. Councillor Bartle second. Any questions or comments on that? Councillor Bartle. And support means project managing, is that carries all that?
Through the chair, it does. Through the chair, yes, it does. Although we have to outsource that as part of the conditions of the agreement. And I will add that in addition to supporting that specific part of the grant, we are clarifying whether it is the intention of the grantor that it includes an upgrade to the existing change rooms at next to Memorial Hall there. So that might include sort of renovating that as well, as because you don't want two girls teams that one's got a suitable site and one hasn't. So we're just clarifying that, but we'll bring that back to you through the council.
Councillor Vitale. So with that, council supports the renovation and extension of the football club. That's been moved by Councillor Adrizio, seconded by Councillor Mason. Sorry, Councillor Bartle. I can't read my own writing. Any other questions on that? All those in favour? That's carried, thank you. Next item is that Council supports the Drakesbrook Croquet Club in securing the land at the old tennis court site to investigate building synthetic croquet courts once they have the support of the Youth Advisory Group and the Community Men's Shed. Someone like to move that recommendation? Councillor Rolls, thank you. Second, Councillor Scott. Any questions or comments regarding that?
Yeah, perhaps a comment. I would have thought that if the old tennis courts are available for this, it might solve a huge problem we've had. Mm. And realistically, I really thought that I didn't think it was a really great venue for the fire service to relocate. I just don't really understand why they have to be so close to the highway, where I would have thought that would create more problems than it eased. But anyway, yes, I thought if this goes ahead, it could be a good result. Cheers.
Yep. And I assume, councillors, that it will come back again quite a bit. This is only really the start of the journey for the Croquet Club, so it's just the camp that supports that request. And as you would have seen in so correspondence, DFS has certainly made it clear that they're not interested in that land anymore. So Councillor Rolls has moved, Councillor Scott has seconded. All those in favour? That's carried, thank you. The last item from the advisory group was that Council supports the Cricket Club into investigating a project to include developing a new change room facility at the Cricket Ovals. So I'll not to move that. Councillor Bartle's moved. The seconder, Councillor Vitale, thank you. Questions on that one? Comments? No.
Not questions, but yep. Certainly with the burgeoning nature of the Cricket Club now.
It's on.
Going to be. It is on. Yeah.
Yep.
So thank you, Thing. It's certainly something that's going to come pretty urgent to women's sides, junior sides, and. They've been operating a low rent facility for a long time without complaint.
Yep. Definitely. And given the age of some of our cricketers now, and it's quite timely that they need a little bit more of assistance.
Yeah.
It says 50 year age count, which myself.
There's only one.
Cool, good. Councillor Bartle has moved, Councillor Vitale is second, all those in favour? Carried, thank you. 11.1.1 is the construction licence between the Shire of Aroona and Arc Rail Infrastructure. The recommendation is that Council enters into the proposed construction licence with Arc Infrastructure Proprietary Limited for the capital works project being the reconstruction of Mayfield Road and McNeil Road, and two, authorises the application of the Shire of Aroona Common Seal for the construction licence, and three, authorises the Shire President and, or Shire Presidents, there's a few of us, and Chief Executive Officer to sign and execute all matters relating to the construction licence. So I'd like to move that recommendation. Thanks, Councillor Bartle. The seconder. Councillor Mason. Any questions on that? Carried. All those in favour, sorry. Carried. 11.3.1 is the listing of payments for the months of December 2025 and January 2026. And the recommendation is that Council receives the following payments made throughout the months of December 2025 and January 2026, as written in the report. Someone like to, or Appendix 11.3.1, quite a lot of payments over the December and January period. Someone like to move that recommendation? Councillor Mason, seconded Councillor Bartle. Any questions on those payments? All those in favour? It's carried. 11.3.2 is the statement of financial activity for the period ending 31st of December 2025. And the recommendation is that Council receives the statement of financial activity for the period ending 31st of December 2025 as per Appendix 11.3.2. Someone like to move that recommendation? Councillor Vitale's moved. Seconder. Councillor Rolls. Any questions on that? No. All those in favour? It's carried. 11.3.3 is the statement of financial activity for the period ending the 31st of January 2026. And the recommendation is that Council receives the statement of financial activity for the period ending the 31st of January 2026 as per Appendix 11.3.3. Someone would like to move that? Thanks, Councillor Bartle. Seconder. Councillor Rolls. All those in favour? Any questions? All that carried. 11.3.4 is the corporate business plan and the quarterly progress report, October to December 2025. Recommendation is that Council receives the corporate business plan, the quarterly progress report, October to December 2025, as per Appendix 11.3.4. Some not to move that we receive that the corporate business plan. Councillor Bartle, the seconder. Councillor Odrizia, thank you. Any questions on that report, business plan? I think there is a lot of work in there, isn't there? Yes. So, yes, all good. Any other questions or comments on that? All those in favour? That's carried. Final adoption is this one. 11.3.5 is the Shire of Aroona Fencing Law 2026. The recommendation is that Council adopts the Shire of Aroona Fencing Local Law 2026 as presented at Appendix 11.3.5B in accordance with Section 3.12 of the Local Government Act 1995. And two, authorises the application of the Shire of Aroona Common Seal to the Shire of Aroona Fencing Law, Local Law 2026. Three, authorises the Shire President and the Chief Executive Officer to sign and execute all matters relating to the Shire of Aroona Fencing Local Law 2026. And four, approves for the Chief Executive Officer to A, publish the government in the Government Gazette the Shire of Aroona Fencing Local Law 2026 as adopted. B, forward a copy of the adopted local law to the Department CEO, Director General and the Department of Local Government, Industry Regulation and Safety. 3, gives local public notice of the adoption of the local law And D, complete and submit an explanatory memorandum, statutory procedures, checklist and other supporting information on the local law to the Joint Standing Committees, Committee on Delegated Legislation. Did we get that? Thank you. Someone like to move that? There is? Effective date. No, that was the first. It's taken 12 months.
Take that long.
Yep. No, that's fine. Comes back to, yeah, but the next table on the next page. Happy with it? Yep. Today.
Yes.
Yes. Minute taker, could you just amend that? Just one day. Thank you. Thank you. So, Councillor Adrizio, did you, sorry, Councillor Vitale, did you move that? Happy to move. Yes. Councillor Adrizio, second. Yes. Thank you. Any other questions or comments on that? That's taken a while. Local laws just do. They are slow moving animals, but go backwards and forwards. But anyway, good work. Finally finished it. No other questions or comments? All those in favour? I take that as carried. Thank you. 11.3.6 is the continuing professional development during final months of an elected member's term, and the recommendations that council approves amendments to elected member policy ELP 001, elected members' fees, allowances and reimbursement, and elected members' policy 003, elected member continuing professional development, as per appendices 11.3.6A and 11.3.6B. respectively. Someone like to move that recommendation? Councillor Adrizio. Seconder. Councillor Bartle. Thank you. Any questions on that amendment to the policy? No. We have talked about that at briefing. So no questions on that. I'll ask all those in favour of that recommendation. Recommendations carried. 11.3.7 is the Purchase Orders Authority and the Corporate Purchasing and Credit Card Policy Amendments. The recommendations that Council approves the amendments to Council Policy FP 003, Purchase Orders Authority and FP 004, Corporate Purchasing and Credit Cards, as per appendices 11.37A and 11.37B, respectively. Someone like to move that recommendation? Councillor Rolls, seconded Councillor Vitale. Any questions on those, councillors? Clarification? All that. If no further questions, all those in favour of that recommendation? Recommendations carried. 11.3.8 is the budget review for period 1st of July 2025 to January 26. And there is a little bit of information on it, but we'll open up this item. The recommendation is that Council receives the 2025-26 budget review as appendix 11.3.8 for the period 1st of July 2025 to the 31st of January 2026, and 2 adopts the amendments proposed in appendix 11.3.8. Note 4 to the 25-26 budget. So I'd like to move that recommendation. Councillor Bartle, the seconder. Councillor Scott. Director Ferraro, would you like to, I'm not sure if councillors did get that further email regarding the budget. Okay.
Yeah, through the chair, an email was sent out to councillors today just to consider one of the items, putting it on the table in the meantime, considering the upcoming Preston Beach Development Management Plan, which you'll hear more about at briefing. So if council would like to consider that, be appreciated.
Yep. So is there any questions on that, or everyone got that email clarification? That's right. Quite a few, there's bits and pieces in the budget amendments, but we do need to, they aren't, haven't been listed, thank you. And just the appendices. That's good. So no other questions on any of those amendments? No. All right. All those in favour, move Councillor Bartle, seconded Councillor Scott. All those in favour? Those budget amendments are carried. Thank you. Point 4.1, subdivision and development of lot 43 Eastcott Street, Waroona. The recommendation has come in that council, in relation to number one, lot 43 Eastcott Street, Waroona, one, authorises the chief executive officer to a, give statewide public notice that it proposes to commence a major land transaction described in the notice. B, makes a copy of the business plan as per appendices 11.41A and B, available for public inspection in accordance with the notice and with further inclusion of loan borrowings, impacts as they are made available from WA Treasury. C, publish a copy of the business plan on the local government's official website. And D, provide any submissions back to council for its consideration after the last day of submissions. Someone like to move that recommendation? Councillor Scott. Seconder. Okay. Councillor Odorizio. Thank you. Questions or comments, Councillor Scott?
Just one comment. It is mentioned in the report, but with this development, risk mitigation exists with land holdings, particularly due to the current demand for land development. So it's a no risk situation, I would think. Very little risk anyway.
Yeah.
Which we have to obviously ensure the ratepayers that we're going ahead with everything considered.
That's Councillor Scott. Any questions, Councillor Drizio?
I totally agree with it. I'm just a bit wary about some part of it mentions about maybe the trails will have to sort of be pulled back a little bit. Is that
cost wise?
Like if we
projects.
Yeah.
Future projects. Look at
that's the bit that I think we'll have to manage carefully.
Certainly. There is a fair bit to go on this, and I have a concern that while it's a good project, it will limit council undertaking any others. Mm. And there is others that are demanding, like the, you know, maybe the town centre strategy and bits and pieces. But some of the tables that the CEO has put forward, they're very good. One business case that hasn't sort of maybe been fleshed out is the fact maybe we might sell some to recoup or lower our debt risk in case something comes up. But that's a decision for other, you know, for future councils that once this project's up and done, if they need to sell some, the opportunity's there to do so. So yeah, I believe in the project. I think it's a good one. And housing is on everyone's agenda at the moment. Any political party or any politician, that seems to be the first thing they talk about. So the strategy's in line with everything that's happening at the moment, and I think this, you know, we've got a little way to go on this, but certainly it's quite exciting, and I think certainly when you look at some of those tables and looking into the future, it's a very good asset for the council to have, that if they choose to sell some of those in the future, they'll certainly inject some funds into council. So yeah, but certainly a little bit to go. I think the community would be supportive of what we're doing. In the long term, I think it sort of sets us up quite well. So that's my 2 cents worth. Someone else has any comments? on this project. As I say, it is the start, but certainly appreciate the work undertaken so far by the CEO and bringing this report to Council. Councillor Scott has moved. Councillor Odorizio has seconded. All those in favour of the recommendation? Recommendation's carried. Well done, councillors. Item 12 is business left over from a previous meeting. There's nil. Elected members' motions of which previous notice has been given is nil. Is there any notice of motions for consideration at a following meeting? Take that as nil. Any new business of an urgent nature? Take that as nil. With that,
through the chair, I believe we didn't at the start of the meeting ask for a leave of absence coming.
Not completely correct. Thank you, Councillor Scott. I did not. Yeah, sorry.
It's just that I have to apply for a leave of absence for the March OCM. In fact, that entire week, the 23rd to the 28th.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Scott, for bringing that back. So, Councillor Scott has asked for a leave of absence from the 23rd to the 28th of March, which includes the March OCM, I'm assuming. Someone like to move that we accept Councillor Scott's leave of absence? Councillor Vitale, the seconder.
Yeah.
Councillor Bartle.
Thank you.
Thank you. All those in favour?
Thank you.
That's Councillor Scott. So, any other urgent business?
Well, I'm not just not along the same lines. I know it's going to impact. I'll miss a briefing, but I won't miss the main meeting in April. But
I'm away from the 7th to the 10th of April and then the 14th to the 20th.
So, that's if you've just meeting missing briefing.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah,
thanks, Councillor Mason. So, apologies, councillors, for missing that one. Losing my touch. All those in favour of Councillor Scott's leave of absence? Yep, thank you. Well, I've done that. I have lost my touch. Yeah. Yep. All right. With that, I'll declare the meeting closed. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Can we AI your photo?
Add you?
Yes.
Nothing special about it.